Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, the weather's getting warmer, so I, for one, am ready to say goodbye to my jackets and my sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
I'm right there with you, Kate.
And you know what? I actually, I donned double quince the other night. I've got to tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what's so great about quince, because I feel like I have really been able to update my wardrobe like for the long haul without spending a fortune. I wore a gorgeous white tee, like a simple, perfect white cotton t-shirt from Quince, but it was a little chilly out. So I threw on my cashmere hoodie, also from Quince.
Ooh, okay.
Like they have basically given me a lineup of timeless pieces that I feel like keep me looking, I'm going to toot my own horn, effortlessly chic, whether it's winter or summer. They've got premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. You got washable silk tops, really stunning 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. Like truly, the list goes on and on. And the best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, something that's very important to us. So look, if you're going on a trip, if you just need to update your summer wardrobe, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
Just two buds who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, Kate.
Yes.
You know, we talk about a lot of things on this podcast.
We do.
Yeah. And I feel like we've been entering a new frontier.
Which is our buttholes.
Yeah. So, would you like to kick it off?
I should say, like, I'm into it. Here's an email we received, Dori. Hi, Kate and Dori. In mini episode 9, when Kate said she'd been dealing with hemorrhoids since having her second kid, I started freaking out because I have had hemorrhoids intermittently for the last 5 years, and it has taken me so long to be at peace with them. It was something I was super self-conscious about for a long time, and just hearing Kate openly talk about them was so comforting. Yes, Kate, if you have any tips for hemorrhoids, please tell us about them! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! I have tips. I have so many tips. And I just want to say that I think that you don't have to be at peace with your hemorrhoids. You can get rid of them.
Ooh.
Now, I just want to preface this by saying that I think if you have hemorrhoids and you haven't gone to the doctor, you should go to the doctor. My hemorrhoids went away when I was about to go into my doctor. So I wish I had gone in earlier. It was one of those things where I was like, I guess this is just what I have to deal with now for the rest of my life. And then 2 years into that, no, nay, 4 years into having hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait, I don't have to live like this. I don't think. I think I can find a solution. First, obviously, a doc. I don't know why I never thought to go to the doctor. I think because hemorrhoids are quote unquote embarrassing.
Yeah.
It never even dawned on me to like seek a professional for help.
So you were in all that butt pain.
It's not necessarily pain as it is extreme itching and discomfort. And, you know, I had my first child and didn't get, I think a lot of people do get hemorrhoids from childbirth that then stay on forever. And I had my first kid and that didn't happen. And I was like, whatever, I've never had a hemorrhoid. I don't know what that's about. And then the second kid came out and then the hemorrhoids arrived. And it is so incredibly uncomfortable and unpleasant. And I think it's not something you should have to live with. So I'm saying this because I have not actually seen a doctor for them. So I'm just, I don't know what a doctor would do. I'm just giving you what worked for me. And here's what I did. I, this whole time was using Preparation H cream, but that did not make them go away. That only solved or just helped itch relief. So
it's kind of like when you have a cold or a cough and you take a cough suppressant.
It doesn't make the cough go away.
Exactly.
So I want to say that, as usual, this tale begins and ends at Costco. Because
that's all good tales.
That's all my life. I spent a lot of time there. Because at Costco, I discovered Preparation H medicated wipes. They come in a pack of three, like, a you know, three big containers of the wipes. And I bought those. And when I made a bowel movement, or as my grandmother Betty called a BM, shout out to my cousins, I used a Preparation H medicated wipe instead of toilet paper. And that started me on the path of having a little less discomfort. But it wasn't, it didn't solve it. Mm-hmm. I still had the hemorrhoids, but it definitely made it feel better, because I think the wiping with dry toilet paper was what was really irritating
them. Yeah. This is why everyone should get a bidet.
Well, we're starting that movement here in America.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe. I did breach the subject with my husband recently. Anyway, then I discovered the biggest game changer, which is the Preparation H suppository.
Oh.
And I purchased it at Costco not knowing I was purchasing suppositories.
Sure.
I just was like a big box, but I thought it was like a big box of cream. And then I got home and I opened it and it was like 48 suppositories because it was Costco.
Right.
Dory, I opened it up and I popped it in.
These are, you popped them into your butt.
Yeah. This is like... No, I ate it.
No, well, because I had to take vaginal suppositories for IVF stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even, it never dawned on me that that's what this was. I like opened it and I was like, oh, they're like long, slender, bullet shaped suppositories of hard cream.
Wow.
Oh, poor Sammy.
But you're really like,
Sammy's here. Sammy is laughing, which is a good sign. But I know, I'm sorry, this is not what you signed up for this podcast, Sammy.
Or maybe it is.
Maybe it is. And so I just started.
So you're really going straight to the source.
Literally.
Yeah.
And you have to get comfortable with, one, popping something up your ass.
Yeah.
And two, the feeling at first of being like, oh, there's a thing in there. I mean, I'm horrified that I'm publicly revealing this. But I, it helped me.
I think this is really important information that people are not talking about.
We do not discuss. So using those suppositories every night for over a consistent period of time made my hemorrhoids completely go away.
How long a period of time?
I would say it was like a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. But I mean, like, I noticed I felt better immediately.
Oh,
and it was,
wow.
The cream, doing the cream was not, like, this was so next level in terms of making them feel better and go away that it changed my life.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was using, like, just consistently every night. It's, again, it's, you have to kind of get used to it. But I want these fuckers to go away.
I feel like after this podcast airs, Costco, the people who do like supply chain stuff at Costco are going to be like, we've noticed this odd uptick in sales of Preparation H suppositories.
I'm just going to go to my local Costco and be like, love me. I'm selling you hemorrhoid stuff. But I can't, if you are dealing with hemorrhoids and you want, but like, if you want to try something, run out today and buy these freaking Preparation
H suppositories.
I can't even tell you it like, and use them consistently every day or night. I use them at night. And I'll tell you what, another thing, there aren't, once it's in, there's nothing else that happens.
Yeah, totally.
It's not like...
It just goes to work.
It just gets in there,
yeah,
and does its thing. So thank you to the Preparation H brand for helping me And that's what I'm not still using the suppositories. I still use those wipes though, because I don't, it was so uncomfortable. My life was just nonstop butt itching and discomfort.
It's the worst.
For fucking years. Ugh. And I just put up with it.
No one should live like that.
I know, but I bet you a lot of other women are.
I think you're right.
And you know what, guys? We're fucking taking back our butts.
Yeah. Take back your butt.
Well, we solved hemorrhoids.
We sure did.
But also, if that, I would say, like, you should also seek out your doctor. Like, you should not live with a hemorrhoid. If it's if it's fixable, you should find out.
Yeah.
Because it's so uncomfortable.
But I mean, we just went to Dr. Kate and
I'm like, Dr.
She
Google.
Knows what's up.
I know what's up. It's called a suppository.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Kate, I feel like we are like barreling into summer.
It's happening so fast.
It is. And I feel like also with summer just come more social events. There's weddings. There's nights out. It's vacations. I mean, like all the things happening in summer. And what I love is that Honeylove has just the right thing for all those events. Feel comfortable and confident this summer with Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short. The Superpower Short smooth shapes and lifts, giving you a flawless silhouette under any outfit with targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas you need less compression. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. Speaking of working with your bod, the crossover bra, which I'm wearing as we speak.
I wear that thing every day.
I do too. It's my favorite Honeylove piece. Let me just tell you why.
Yeah, get into it.
Okay, do you want to tell me why?
No, I was just going to say, like, I don't even need to wear it to events. I wear it, like, the event is every day of my life.
Yes, that's such a good way of putting it. The bra gives all the support of traditional bras without using any underwires. And just, like, sidebar, I have put on some of my old underwire bras lately and been like, oh God, like get this off of me.
No, thank you.
Once you start wearing Honeylove, you're just like, no, not going back.
You see how it could be.
Yes. Also like summer sweat under those underwires is like, ugh, the worst. Now you don't have to worry about it. Get the support you need with the comfort you deserve and treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market. Save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/forever. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
You know, the weather's getting warmer. So I, for one, am ready to say goodbye to my jackets and my sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
I'm right there with you, Kate.
And you know what? I actually, I donned double Quince the other night. I've got to tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what's so great about Quince, because I feel like I have really been able to update my wardrobe like for the long haul without spending a fortune. I wore a gorgeous white tee, like a simple, perfect white cotton t-shirt from Quince, but it was a little chilly out. So I threw on my cashmere hoodie, also from Quince.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Like they have basically given me a lineup of timeless pieces that I feel like keep me looking, I'm going to toot my own horn, effortlessly chic. Whether it's winter or summer, they've got premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. You got washable silk tops, really stunning 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. Like truly, the list goes on and on. And The best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, something that's very important to us. So look, if you're going on a trip, if you just need to update your summer wardrobe, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast. But I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass. But this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college, so this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words,
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be Redefining Feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss, or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. All right, we have got a voicemail.
Okay.
I'm just gonna kick it in. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Lauren from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I actually called you guys earlier another time to tell you about my mom, who has anxiety and, you know, uses the same soap and the same moisturizer for years. And so she has been listening to your podcast. And yesterday she said to me, I just ordered some vitamin C serum off of Costco, because Costco is also her favorite store, Kate, in addition to IKEA. So I think you guys would get along really well. And she said, I've never gotten eye cream and I want to go to Sephora. I heard you can get samples. And I just about died. I was so excited. I just couldn't contain my excitement. So I want to say thank you for all that you do. It's been really wonderful to listen to your podcast, and for my mom to see her take some steps towards self-care that she didn't think she deserved before just warms my heart. So my question for you guys is, what is your worst advice that you would not recommend for self-care? Like, what is something that you've done that really didn't work that us self-careigans should avoid? So have a great day. Thanks again for everything, and keep on keeping on. Bye.
Does that also warm your heart?
Love that.
I know.
So much.
So cool.
Wow.
Have you ever received bad self-care advice?
I'm trying to think. Have you?
I don't know if I've ever received bad self-care advice. I've done things that I regret in the name of quote unquote self-care or beauty. Like when I studied abroad and I full on got blonde highlights, but it just looked like stripes because I have very dark brown hair. But I was feeling like, you know, I was living in Cape Town.
But also
surfers.
This was a different time. I was just looking at some pictures. I wanted to post a picture on Instagram on Mother's Day. And so I was looking through old photo albums and I came across these pictures of me. They must have been from around 2000. I want to say 2003.
Oh.
And I had those like chunky blonde highlights.
Yeah. Some
like the
boot cut
skunk
jeans,
highlights.
Skunk highlights.
Yeah. And cuts. I was like, wow, why did we do this to ourselves?
I don't know.
I mean, that's
did.
Just like bad fashion.
Yes. That's not necessarily bad self-care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe like, well, maybe following a fad diet or something. But no, that's not really self-care either.
I feel like we haven't been steered wrong in the bad self-care.
Yeah.
I do think one thing that I think has been valuable for me to learn is that stuff that works for other people might not work for me.
Yes.
That self-care is an individual experience.
Yes.
And if something isn't working for me, it doesn't mean like I'm not good at this or I'm not taking care of myself. It just means that, you know what? I'm probably never going to maintain a gratitude journal.
Totally.
As nice as that sounds and as it has changed many a person's life, it's just not a thing I can keep up.
Yeah.
And so I feel like in terms of advice, it's like you have to hear people talk about their routines or the things they do and then just like process it through your own lens of like, is this for me?
Totally.
Maybe not.
I think that's great.
Yeah. But if you do a gratitude journal, you know, good for you.
I know. I did one. Awesome. I did one for like 2 months once, like 5 years ago.
I also start them off with the best intentions.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it sits.
It just sits.
I will say one thing that has worked if we're talking gratitude is that I'm in a Facebook group where people do a daily gratitude check-in. And I don't do it daily. And I've definitely also dropped the ball there. But that has been easier and really gratifying to see other people's things that they share.
Mm.
And also like if someone pops up and does it, then you feel inclined to do it. So
that
could be
that.
A fun thing to start with friends.
That's a great idea, Kate.
I mean, spinoff Forever 35 group if anyone wants to make
yeah.
it. You know, we have been delving more and more into the topic of our skin as we get older and how we treat it and how we love it. Because look, as I'm learning in my mid-40s, as you get older, you deal with new things when it comes to your skin. Not that they're bad, they're just new. You know what I mean? Like I am now just discovering creppiness, Dory.
Mm. Okay.
Which is
okay, I
know. Visible on my neck and chest. Luckily,
it's a thing.
It's a thing. Luckily, OneSkin, our sponsor today, knows all about things like creppiness. And I'm not overly concerned with aesthetics, but like I do just want to keep my skin healthy as I age.
Totally.
I love their topical supplements. They really help your skin feel, I don't want to say younger, but just vibrant, refreshed. They combine tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting edge longevity science to literally create the world's most effective product to help with skin aging. I am particularly fond of their face topical supplement. It's essentially a moisturizer, but it has their proprietary OSO1 peptide to really help with all the parts of our skin that are exposed to environmental damage. You can use it on your face, your hands, your neck. I know here where we live in Los Angeles, our hands, we're driving. That sun is coming at us at all times. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. They really create next level skincare. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and more importantly, acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OVER50 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OVER50. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we've got one more voicemail.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Dory. My name is Katie, and I want to say thank you for the podcast on self-care routines. My self-care routine is a little bit different. I suffer from periodontal disease, and I have pretty bad anxiety about it, too. So for a while, I wouldn't go to the dentist, and it would just get worse and worse. So since listening to your podcast, I actually have kind of developed a pretty crazy in-depth nightly routine where I have like 8 different flosses and 10 different toothbrushes. And now I kind of embrace it, and my gums are back on track and I'm healthy. So thank you for amping me up about self-care. But I do have one very important question. Can we get back to butts, please, and bidets?
Yes.
How do you dry yourself after using a bidet? And how are you, like, do you just walk around wet after that? Even using a wipe, I feel like I'm too wet afterwards. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
How do you use, how, what do you do after you get all wet up?
Well,
there?
So,
bidet expert Dory Shafir.
Yeah. There's a bidet company called Tushy that was started by the founder of Thinx period underwear.
Oh, right.
It's very like millennial branded. But you know, if she's bringing bidet awareness to the masses, I'm all for it. But they also, in addition to the actual bidet, they also sell a pack of like essentially washcloths that you can use to pat your butt dry, which I think is an environmentally friendly solution.
Yeah, I was also thinking instead of wipes, you could probably make your own using washcloths and like a witch, you could make your own like witch hazily spray.
Yeah, totally.
And create your own washable wipes. I haven't gotten that far
no.
in my life, but you could do that.
There's apparently people now who are also using cloth toilet paper.
I believe it.
For me personally, that's a bridge too far, but
you're not there yet.
I'm not there yet, but I could get there.
You might go there. So you would say like when you were using the bidet recently,
it
you,
had a dryer.
Oh, right. So it's like a hair dryer for
yeah,
your body.
But like, I think part of the point is to just use less toilet paper. So think about how much toilet paper you use in a typical poop. And then even if you're only using like 1 or 2 squares of toilet paper to just kind of pat your butt dry after a bidet cleanse, that's so much better than using like a whole wad of toilet paper.
I have to say, I do not know how you use 1 square. I probably use...
No, not in a regular poop.
No, but even after the bidet, I would need at
but
least...
But it's clean.
But wouldn't that square just suck up all the moisture?
If there's no dryer, I said 2 squares.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there
yeah.
we go.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it probably takes a little experimentation just to see what works. But I am intrigued by this cloth idea.
Yeah, you could just buy a bulk amount of washcloths.
Of soft,
and just
yeah.
Keep them in a cute basket by your toilet.
Yeah. And then they would, you know, you just wash them and
yeah.
that's it.
That's a great idea. Now, wipes, the caller said that they even are kind of wet after a wiping experience. Caller, I use wipes. Listener caller. And I don't know, I just kind of pull my underwear back up and go on with my day.
Yeah.
So
I don't feel too wet after I've used a wipe. I feel refreshed.
Renewed.
Renewed, if you will.
Well, Dory.
Well,
if this podcast isn't sponsored by bidets by the end of our time doing this, we have
massively failed. But I think, you know what, though? I think it's important for people to know that we are not sponsored by Big Bidet.
Big Bidet or Preparation H.
Or Preparation H. These are all true
personal
organic recommendations.
Big Bidet.
On that note, it's been great. Talk to you all next week.
Thank you for listening. Bye. I hope we didn't gross you out.
We probably did.
That's a good thing.
Okay.